Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. As we launch here into the second hour of the program, you can join us on our website, of course, at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there for free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. So go and enjoy ours over at freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content there by submitting different things you find online of interest. You find something you think that our listeners will enjoy. You put it up at freetalklive.com, and then everybody gets to vote on what they like the most, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. And I don't know if there are any other talk shows that have that either. If there are, let me know.
I don't think so. I don't think other talk shows really care that much about what you want to talk about.
Yeah, that's probably true. So enjoy over at freetalklive.com, as we will take your phone calls. Joining you in here, as always, it's Ian, Meg, and Mark. And let's go right into other news. In ABC Local, KGO Television in San Francisco reporting, they look like cigarettes, and they have nicotine, but no smoke. Electronic cigarettes are gaining in popularity, though now there's a push in San Francisco to ban them, just like regular cigarettes, which of course is angering the e-cigarette industry. SFO banned electronic cigarettes earlier this month, and now the city is in the first stages. Wait, what is SFO? San Francisco.
I think that's their, like, airport.
The airport, probably. Yeah. Okay.
I refer to Portland as PDX a lot.
So. No, it makes sense. If y'all could check that for me, I'd appreciate it. But anyway, the city is in its first stages of banning them entirely. The plan is to fold them into the current smoking ordinance, saying that anything that looks, feels, or functions...
Yes, SFO is the San Francisco International Airport.
Anything that looks, feels, or functions like a cigarette is a cigarette and has to be banned from public places. So...
It doesn't function like a cigarette.
Yeah, it doesn't at all.
So does that mean candy cigarettes are also banned in San Francisco?
They do have the little ones that'll emit just a little powdery smoke, too.
Well, it doesn't matter. Well, wait a minute. It says here that anything that looks, feels, or functions. So it doesn't even have to function. It can just look like a cigarette.
Yeah, this is an incredibly stupid rule brought out by some extreme busybodies. The idea, I mean, these e-cigarettes, they don't have an odor. They emit water vapor, so you're just blowing out steam.
It's not. I don't know if it's water vapor. It's actual nicotine vapor, I think. Is it mixed with water?
It's yes. Just a liquid vapor.
I see.
So when you blow it out, you're not doing anything to the people around you at all.
No, Buzz is sitting has sat here in the studio and used this device. I have no problem with it.
There's
and
actually very few of them that get enough of the vapor out of it to, you know, blow anything out. It just,
yeah, there's very little that remains.
And it's so what these people are outlawing is something acting like you're smoking.
Mm-hmm.
it's incredible.
Yep.
I mean, this is how intrusive these people are. It's
are they going to go for
crazy
carrot sticks next?
I don't know. It's nuts.
Yeah, it really is. It really is nuts because from what I've seen, we've talked about these e-cigarettes before on this program. From what I've seen, from the smokers I've talked to, from the people that have tried this e-cigarette, it's rave reviews all around. Mm-hmm. It's rave reviews for different reasons. One, somebody might try to quit using these because
yep.
It makes it easier to measure, you know, have a measured dose, and it's a safer delivery method from what I can tell.
I've heard a lot of people use them in their sort of regimen to quit.
It doesn't have the stink that is also acquired by having smoke exhaled all into a room and into the drapes.
Cheaper.
Yeah, it's also cheaper. Yeah, I guess a pack of the fluid or whatever is much cheaper over the long run than actually buying a bunch of the equivalent amount of cigarettes.
I don't think it takes a month to pay back.
Yeah, it's like you got the first investment of maybe $15 to $50, depending on the, like, how fancy your equipment is. And then after that, it's, you know, maybe $5 will last you a month.
Is it that cheap now for the actual item? Because I've seen them at a $100 price range.
Oh, it's been a while. Yeah. Online for $10.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So right now, you would think that the city of San Francisco, which is supposed to be this progressive liberal city, you'd think that they would want to help people quit smoking, mm-hmm. that they would want to encourage. I'm not saying that they should, you know, taxpayer funded or, you know, subsidize this, but that they should want to encourage people right. to quit smoking by allowing them to smoke these damn things.
But at the very least, what they're doing is discouraging people, because what they're saying is what you're doing is the same as smoking, mm-hmm. so you might as well smoke. If there's a benefit to e-cigarettes, then people will use them if one of those, if they decide that the benefits do are not sufficient enough, they won't switch. If one of the benefits is the ability to smoke indoors, and I can tell you, it's a huge benefit.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, especially up here in the winter.
Well, San Francisco gets cold too. You've got to dress in layers there.
Buzz, who was co-hosting on Sunday's She Talk Live, was sitting here with her e-cigarette plugged into her USB port on her computer.
It's just really cool, USB man. USB powered, so right. You don't even need batteries.
Well, I mean, there are batteries, but you can hook it up to your USB if your laptop's around, and then you don't waste the batteries, or you can recharge the batteries with those. And it's just if I were a smoker, I would be really excited about this. I am kind of excited about the idea that maybe there'll be some marijuana fluid or something like that.
There is a marijuana flavored one, which I'm interested to try just to mess with the cops.
That sounds like fun. Does it smell like it though?
Oh yeah, that's kind of the whole different flavors.
So the article goes on to discuss what electronic cigarettes are, and I guess for those that don't know, they are essentially a heating element that does not combust. So it heats a certain fluid that is essentially nicotine-based.
Contains
that,
certain amounts of diluted nicotine.
Yeah, and essentially what it does is it heats it to a certain temperature, and at that temperature, it will boil it. It's boiling the nicotine. Instead of, it is vaporizing as opposed to combusting, whereas instead of lighting leaves, dried leaves on fire, you are doing something that's a little more, scientific, if you will.
Also, the advantages are that what this does is delivers nicotine to the recipient, as opposed to delivering nicotine ammonia and all these other carcinogens that I'm not saying that nicotine's good for you. I just imagine that the nicotine is probably the equal amount to the cigarettes that you want, and that also there's these other carcinogens. To me, that seems like one of the biggest reasons for doing it.
It's a no-brainer, it would seem.
And also, you can get them without nicotine at all if you just want to have the social aspect of kind of smoking inside.
I want to hear a complaint from somebody in San Francisco. I want to hear one of these people complain about something besides it looks like they're smoking.
Well, the San Francisco Health Department says if it looks like a cigarette and acts like a cigarette, it is a cigarette and needs the same restrictions. Dr. Tomas Aragon, the city's health officer, says e-cigarettes are just another nicotine delivery system.
That much is true.
And send a message to youth that some smoking is okay.
Now, the children.
So we're going to have to outlaw fat people. They're going to send a message to the children that being obese is okay.
Yeah, obese is the proper word. It's politically incorrect to say fat.
Well, clearly, this is what he's saying is it is the responsibility of every person in San Francisco to properly educate all of the children in San Francisco on the proper behavior.
Plus, if you're smoking, quote unquote vaping this thing in a bar, shouldn't children not be in there in the first place?
Well, this is, I don't know, what was this talking about? This was just all,
this
buildings,
is,
right?
All over the place. Yeah. Apparently, San Francisco's already banned cigarettes pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, so. Pretty much everywhere, but maybe outside, several feet from a door or something.
25
feet. Right. Likely one of those rules and restrictions. So, this statement here from this health department officer really makes it clear what the issue is with smokers. It's not the fact that you're smoking. It's the fact that you're a user. You're a user of nicotine. See, before the e-cigarette came around, they could kind of couch their disdain for the drug user.
It's stinky.
Right. Now, they're going to drink.
What about the secondhand smoke? You're killing kids with the secondhand smoke!
They're gonna drink. So, obviously, most of these folks are probably a bunch of hypocrites when it comes to using drugs. Mm-hmm. But, and, of course, drinking alcohol can be addictive for folks as well.
In San Francisco, you know the public officials are smoking pot, too. Come on.
it's likely true for some of them. So
certainly true for some of them.
But before the e-cigarette came along, it was easy for them to couch their disdain for the nicotine addict in their hatred of smoke and talking about how bad smoke is and it's a health risk and it's,
well, what
this
about those
that
chew?
Well, they're kind of against that too, but it's not as popular, so yeah. I think they, for the most part, leave that alone. But it was easy for them to pick on the smokers now, and you can see how it's expanding. Now that they've effectively gone after everybody who smokes, now that the marketplace has found kind of a workaround for that, they're now going after the people that are using something that is far safer and much less stinky and much more easy to, we'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything. Joining you this evening, it is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Once again, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. We invite you to our website as well. You can enjoy the features on the site there completely free. News updates, get signed up for them over at news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our emailed updates or follow our Twitter or Facebook. Get the information about Free Talk Live when it happens and get it in the way that works best for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it's totally free.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America. Made for you. Ruger.com.
All right, toll-free number here tonight at 800-259-9231. Are you one of those people who believes that smokers are a problem? They need to be dealt with. They need to be shoved to the back of the line, put out by the dumpster, treated like the dregs of society that they are, those dirty, filthy smokers. Are you one of those people? Because they are out there. There are these people that look down their nose. Now, look, I'm not a fan of cigarette smoking. I don't really much care for the smell of it. I'm not going to tell somebody that they can't smoke in my car. I've got a crappy car, so it wouldn't matter to me if you burned a hole in the seat.
I will tell them that, yeah.
So for me, it doesn't matter, though. It's a crappy car. I don't care. As long as the windows roll down, right? I wouldn't want to have that smoke.
Still not interested.
So like we've
it would
all
depend
got our...
on the length of the car trip. If I'm for whatever reason traveling coast to coast with a smoker, and we have to stop every hour at a rest stop, that's going to get irritating. But I haven't had run into that circumstance.
But everybody's got their line where they are okay or not okay with the idea of cigarette smoke. But this new device, it was relatively new on the scene within the last few years, the e-cigarette has become incredibly popular. It is the sales, the amount of these units that are selling, the amount of product that is moving is going up significantly. It's becoming a big portion of the nicotine business, and it's allowing people to be less stinky. I have no complaint whatsoever about the smell of the e-cigarette, the vapor that is emitted from this device. You can't even really tell it exists.
No.
I've been standing right next to Buzz as she's been using this this device, and I cannot tell that there's anything being exhaled into the air.
Yeah, and on the rare occasions when you can kind of smell something, you can get it in different flavors. You can get mint, you can get chocolate, you can get marijuana, candy, anything.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant device, and I, like I said, if I were a smoker, I'd be really jazzed about it. I'd be going out and getting one and switching to that, not only because it will make it easier to quit, but also because it's just a much more affordable way to deliver nicotine. But what we're seeing happen now is in different places, San Francisco's leading the way, they are banning, or they're moving towards banning the use of, not the sale of, but the use of these devices. They want them banned in the same exact places where cigarettes are banned. They're basically attempting to classify the e-cigarette as a cigarette because, well, they say it, if it looks like a cigarette, if someone is behaving in the way that they would behave with a cigarette, like by lifting it to their mouth, putting it down.
That motion is really hard to get rid of.
So I hear.
So
it's part of the addiction.
Yeah.
So they're going after them, and it's likely they're going to do this. It's very likely that this is going to pass. And then, of course, what you'll see happen is other cities around the country will ape San Francisco because they will see it. They will see that they're successful. They will see that nobody's going to sue them based on it because, you know, the cigarette smokers for years have just been hunkering down and just taking it. They've just been bending over and just letting them, the city people, just do whatever they want to them. Just shove them out the back door. Put them, you know, out, like I said, out by the dumpster. Don't let them eat near anybody else. Treat them like trash. Treat them like a second-class citizen.
I've heard it described as a Soviet. Like, when you're out there with, you know, your other smoker buddies huddled in some rainy, you know, overpass 25 feet away from
Siberia.
Every window, it just feels so Soviet.
Right. Well, you might as well be the new communist.
Yeah.
I mean, you might be the cigarette smoker, or in this case, the nicotine user, is more accurate to say that now because that's the real truth is coming out. That's who they're really after. They're after people who are addicted to nicotine. They have a problem with people using nicotine in public in the same way that people get uppity when people smoke pot here in Keene out in public as a protest. Well, how dare you? Our children could see you doing those things. Well, have children seen you drink wine at dinner time? I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
But so it is all about stopping people, at least publicly, from using a drug that some people don't like. And it really is all about treating those people as a second-class individual, somebody who is essentially a scapegoat for these people with their bigotry. Really, we're talking about bigotry here against someone who's chosen to use a recreational drug. That's really what this is.
If they completely stamp out the nicotine user, who's next? like, what's the next thing that they're going to go after? Because they've really, you know, with the drug war, and obviously they're not going to try getting rid of alcohol again. That was a bad idea the first time, and everybody learned their lesson. But what else can they go after? Because these busybodies have to have somebody to go after.
Well, they are doing the fatty food thing. Mark alluded to it earlier, that it's cities like San Francisco that are already coming up with, I don't know if it was San Francisco or L.A., but one of those two had proposed the rule that no new fast food restaurants could be built. We'll grandfather all you other ones in here since you're paying taxes and all, but in the name of the children and the health of the community, we will be preventing any more fast food restaurants from being built. So they're already going down that road. You've got New York City banning trans fats from restaurants, being able to cook with trans fats, which translation, that's margarine. So they're banning margarine in restaurants.
Yeah, when I was a kid, they told you it was better because it didn't have the it didn't have the same amount of fat as butter or something like that. It didn't have the saturated fat. I don't remember exactly what the claim was. You know, because you know, human memory tends to be kind of short for these things, and that's why people fall for this crap. But they told us margarine was better when I was a kid.
So back to the government bureaucrat here, Tomas Aragon, the city's health officer, says that e-cigarettes are just another nicotine delivery system. And he says the big concern is the ability for people to become addicted to nicotine and also to be smoking in an environment where smoking is not permitted. But they're not smoking, yeah. Dummy! Why don't you pay attention for a moment? You are a doctor, aren't you? I mean, maybe being a doctor these days is a little easier than I thought it was, but I would think that somebody who went through medical school could understand the difference between when you incinerate something and you vaporize something.
Yeah, it's just like take a picture of somebody doing it and say, point to the smoke. Where's the smoke?
Has he ever actually encountered one of these devices?
Probably has. He doesn't care. He's using in government and, you know, in life. But the government loves to use the language in the way they wish to use the language to frame the debate. And I think this is one of the things that politicians and bureaucrats are excellent at, because they know that the tools that they have to initially shape the argument is language. And if they do it properly, they'll win.
Groups post, and now they've got the Tobacco Vapor Electronic Cigarette Association saying the ban is ignorant and the cigarettes aren't dangerous and or unhealthy and are much better than smoking regular cigarettes. Their spokesperson said that to have a product and ban a product, you have to show cause. You have to show at one point in time that this product has harmed someone. I don't think that person's right about that. I think the government will ban whatever the heck they want to ban for whatever reasons they want to ban it. And if they want to call an e-cigarette a smoking device, they'll just call it a smoking device. It doesn't matter if it doesn't actually smoke anything. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control. Are you against the e-cigarettes? We'd love to hear from you. Free Talk Live.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled DERMATOL.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there for free. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that. That's shrine. freetalklive.com.
Do you want freedom? Build freedom. Do you have programming skills? Join the Freedom Engineering team and help develop the technology that enables spontaneous order and free market capitalism to erupt on Earth. Mobile app developers and database experts wanted immediately. Share and ownership, create stuff that matters. Go to freedomengineering.org. It's time to build freedom. freedomengineering.org.
So sometimes when we talk about these issues of people trying to control others, or in this case, successfully controlling others with the folks that are very, very anti-tobacco or anti-nicotine now is really what they're revealing themselves as. Really, they're revealing themselves as people that are anti-drug addicts, or rather, anti-addictions to drugs that they don't use. Because I'm sure a lot of them have caffeine problems. They get up in the morning and they have their morning cup of coffee that they just can't get by. They just can't get through the day without their cup of coffee.
Well, now they have new delivery systems with, like, that five-hour energy and stuff like that.
Oh, that's right.
So
the caffeine.
They've got their own version of the e-cigarette.
Right, but it doesn't have the same stigma. It doesn't have the same stigma as those smokers. even though lots of smokers are now moving to the e-cigarette for the purpose of getting rid of the stinky stigma, which is really the big stigma surrounding smoking,
yeah.
is the smell around it, and of course the health risks as well. But one could argue, and there's not enough evidence right now, there's not enough long-term studies or anything, I don't think there's much of anything, that shows for sure that vaporizing this nicotine fluid stuff is better for you long-term
right.
health-wise than smoking.
You can't claim that from a scientific standpoint, but it does make sense
right.
when you sort of look at, well, cigarettes contain, what, 100-and-something carcinogens, whereas the e-cigarettes contain nicotine.
Yeah.
Exactly. And
which, of course, cigarettes contain.
Well, plus, you can't claim anything until the government gives you permission
Indeed.
To claim it, so I don't think that they're going to be given any leeway.
Not only that, but also these, you know, the e-cigarettes, the vapor, it's not smoke. So it doesn't have the same nastiness to it. Like, it's not as damaging. Look, if you've ever walked into a cigarette smoker's house before, you immediately know it. It's just, it's in the carpet. It's in anything that is fabric. It is just permanently.
If you move the furniture, the walls will be kind of tainted yellow around
gross.
That.
Gross, that's so true. But
yeah.
yes, that's the case. And vapor does not do that same thing. It just does not behave in the same way. It hasn't been transformed in the same scientific manner. It is a different form of, you know, vapor, solid, and
yep,
etc. So it's just so sad that that these poor. I feel so bad for the smokers because they really have been relegated to another class of human being. And they're looked down upon, and they're just people with, in many cases, with an addiction. And the idea that that's something that they should be embarrassed about, or that's something that they should hide,
be punished for,
is, I think, really twisted.
I would like to remind smokers that, to some extent, this hole is something that you've dug for yourselves
oh, yeah.
by tossing out cigarette butts out the car windows, and just as you walk down the street, look. As far as I'm concerned, you should be able to smoke what you want, where you want, as long as you're on your property or on public property. And if it's the bar, if it's a bar, you should be able to smoke there if the bar wants you to smoke there. But throwing butts out is littering.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because it's something we haven't touched on.
E-cigarettes?
You don't litter with them.
You don't even have ash with these.
Right. Yep. It's so much cleaner. And if what the city of San Francisco is saying to people, and this is what they're saying, is that this is essentially smoking. We are going to classify using a vaporizing device as smoking, and so therefore you'll be subject to the exact same rules and regulations, which means you'd be fined and possibly arrested if you're smoking within X amount of feet of a doorway, or you're smoking indoors, or excuse me, if you're vaporizing indoors or vaporizing near a doorway. And so therefore, the person may just decide, screw it. I'll just smoke my cigarettes then
yeah,
in that case.
If I'm going to walk outside and go 50 feet from a door, I'll smoke a cigarette. If I can stay indoors, maybe I'll just smoke the e-cigarette. I think that this is the kind of behavior that should be being incentivized.
Well, plus yeah. with the e-cigarette, the big expense in it is the batteries. Because, you know, these things don't last on forever battery power or anything
right.
like that. But they do have the plug-in ones that you can plug a USB charger either into your computer or into the wall.
Right. So you sit at the coffee shop with
yeah.
your laptop in front of you and you've got your little vaporizer with you.
But if you have to go outside, if your battery's dead, screw it. You got to smoke cigarettes again. So, you know, why?
So here's what the bureaucrat has to say. This is the head of the city's health department. He goes on to say that, the story from ABC Local over in San Francisco. Smoke shops in the city say the e-cigarettes are gaining in popularity and are hard to keep on the shelves. Aragon means to change that. He says, quote, "We already have laws in place around tobacco consumption, and by redefining what we mean by tobacco consumption, we should be able to go ahead and include this." Well, that's really all they have to do. They don't have any kind of bar that they have to reach, some sort
yeah.
of legal barrier that must be crossed.
They don't even need people to vote on this.
They're just going to, well, it may be that the city.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying that the who knows what the citizens of San Francisco would do. I mean, you know.
Oh, no, it won't be voters that'll vote on it. It would be like the city board or something like that.
Just saying, there's no going to the public. Even the populist argument doesn't hold here.
So this is all they have to do. It's just a legal definition. And in the world of legalese and legal land, they can make words mean things that they don't normally mean. Words can have definitions that you can't find in an English dictionary. And so under the term of tobacco consumption, they're going to put something that absolutely has nothing to do with tobacco.
Right.
It's not even tobacco-based. It's nicotine.
And you don't even have to have nicotine in these things at all. You can have zero nicotine and just have the flavor.
Right. You could be sitting there smoking a flavor pack or vaping a flavor packet if you want to. See how inculcated we are with the term smoking, or at least I am. You could be sitting there in a bar vaping a flavor packet, and they will hand you a fine for that because it looks like you're smoking.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's kind of the thought process of quitting smoking using the e-cigarette is, you know, start off with 7 milligrams or whatever and then work your way down to zero. And that way you don't get rid of the hand-to-mouth thing. That, you know, that's just as much of an addiction as the nicotine is. So you have that still, but you don't have the nicotine.
In fact, you're actually about ready to begin down this road.
Yeah,
I
was doing the patch, but that just made me throw up every day. So.
Oh, jeez. Now, do we have any kind of laws? Are San Francisco going to also legislate against people showing the patch in public? Like, are you going to have, like, a tattoo? You know, are you going to have to cover it up with something?
Well, they are clear, so they made it as impossible to see as possible, you know. But
I see.
That goes back to really what the problem here is for the bureaucrats. The problem here for the bureaucrats is the appearance of smoking.
Mm.
Yeah.
Even though they're not smoking, they're vaporizing with a device that is not a cigarette, and it's not smoking, and it doesn't contain tobacco.
Mm.
Well, it's close enough. It looks like it. And you could make the same argument for candy cigarettes.
You absolutely can.
They have. A lot of places have banned candy cigarettes.
I can't say I'm surprised.
Yeah.
So, your thoughts are welcome, especially if you are a smoker, and 1-800-259-9231, you can always give us your experience with the new e-cigarettes. And I don't expect to hear from anybody out there that is actually one of these bigots against people that have a nicotine addiction problem, because, as you pointed out in the past, Mark, they already have won. These people are winning. They have no reason to call into Free Talk Live to defend themselves, to make any kind of case for their hatred towards the cigarette smoker or now the nicotine addict. They have no reason to come out publicly and identify themselves because they're already getting what they want. They're getting a world in which these people are completely regulated and controlled in what they can and can't do.
And it only takes one person to suggest it, and then the government will hop on board because it's one more thing that they can regulate.
More coming up here with your thoughts. Welcome at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Hunger strike has been threatened over some marijuana charges since we're talking about drug use. 1-800-259-9231. You take control. Maybe some corrupt cop stories coming up as well, but you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at seedsnow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, seedsnow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there completely free. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You can also join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. And the AMP program is actually a great way for you to help Free Talk Live expand. In fact, what we do is we take $3 a month from you and we reinvest it into the show. We use that money to get on new radio stations around the country. We currently have 95 great radio stations, which don't include the XM channel that we're also on. So I don't know if you want to count them as one station or not.
I don't know how you do it.
I don't know how you count XM.
When I call advertisers, I just say we're on 95 radio stations and XM.
Yeah. So we're all over the place, and it's thanks to listeners like you joining the Free Talk Live AMP program. The AMP money helps us bring stations on. It also helps us outreach to them by doing advertising, sends Mark and myself to conventions throughout the year. In fact, we've got one coming up in New York City in the beginning of June, as well as another one that I just registered us for in Dallas coming up later on this year. And so us going to these things is really useful because it helps put us in front of the industry's decision makers. It shows them that Free Talk Live is a real show, and of course, obviously, having 95 stations helps show them that as well, that we're serious, we've been here a long time, and that we're one of the players in the business. And so the Free Talk Live AMP program makes those things possible. So thanks to everybody who is an amplifier, everyone who has amped in the past, and to you, if you will. AMP by going to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there on the site securely, of course. That's amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls. Frank is listening in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. Ian, Megan,
good evening.
Hey, Frank.
How are you doing tonight?
Just great. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, you know, I was thinking about what you were saying with the people with the e-cigarettes sort of in public places not being allowed to smoke in that.
Yes, sir.
And I would assume one expels sort of the mist, right?
That's correct.
You take it in the lungs. Well, you know, it's interesting. There's lots of germs and things that come out normally when we're not smoking. But if you're inhaling, let's say, a mist and you're exhaling that, from a health point of view, it's a great way to spread lots of viruses and germs and different things. So, I mean, I understand that level. But
wait
you know,
a minute. A point of clarification here. Why would exhaling mist be any less healthy than exhaling whatever it is you normally exhale?
Because the particles, the bacteria, what you're exhaling is mist. So it's going to condense. It's going to fall down. The droplets are going to be pretty intense.
So if they fall down, though, wouldn't they be more likely to hit the floor, less likely to be airborne?
When you exhale, they're going to be airborne because you're exhaling, and that's going to do things. But
how is it being missed? If what you're saying is normally when you exhale, all the nasty germs are going everywhere.
Right. I think there's a valid point to that.
I just like his scientific description of do things.
How is it that having mist in your exhale is going to somehow worsen that?
I would like to add point of clarification that some of these do not have mist that breathes out. It's very different depending on which one you use. And so it's only the stronger ones that you can actually see a mist when people blow out.
Okay. Well, one thing I believe everyone should have the freedom to do what they want within their own confines, such as your home, your apartment. But, you know, then again, in New York, there are bars that have like hookahs, that if people want to smoke, they can go to these, and you could actually go and smoke, and you're not going to be fine. But if you go into, let's say, a regular bar, you're not allowed to smoke now, and you're not a restaurant the same way. So I think, in a sense, that's all right from a non-smoker's point of view. But if one really believes in freedom and liberty, the problem is when the apartment building and the condo building and your gated community won't allow one to smoke. That gets into all sorts of problems. But I was wondering, do they have anything that would simulate, let's say, the wildwood weed? Maybe a patch or something that wouldn't be, let's say, cannabis or something, so that one could have the patch and sort of, be high in a positive way.
I don't understand. What is the wildwood weed and what is its purpose?
Oh, that would be cannabis.
Oh, okay.
That's sort of a baby boomer reference.
Yeah, he doesn't know what a lid is either.
I know what a lid is. I just never heard weed called the wildwood weed before. I've heard it called grass.
Back to the 60s.
Yeah, so does grass, and I've heard that one.
Big Brother in the holding company.
Thought it was a very specific kind of weed.
I even say groovy. So, like, I'm familiar with some of the 60s terminology, but that was a new one for me, Frank. So let me see if I'm clear on this. Are you saying that the vapor, the people using the e-cigarettes, should be restricted in similar ways to smokers?
I think they should, unless they're in a bar where they're allowed to smoke and things. And I think if you look into the
allowed
the physiology of the expulsion of bacteria from the lungs and different things, you'll notice that people that have tuberculosis, when they cough, they exhale lots of moisture, more so than someone, let's say, that would have asthma or something.
So should we ban sick people?
Well, what I'm trying to say is my point about, when you exhale the mist and the different, viruses, germs and things, there's a whole area of physiology that goes into that with great detail. And, so that point you guys can research on your own.
You could make the argument that when one is exhaling a mist, one may give it a little more of a push out of one's lungs than, say, one perhaps simply exhaling one's normal breathing.
Right.
Maybe you could make that argument.
Or the mist would actually, what would be attracted to the mist would be the virus and the bacteria and the different, particles and things.
That's news to me. I'm not a scientist, Frank. Are you?
Well, I know how that works because when they do their research in bioweapons and sort of
we should be seeing at this point
things,
that people coming down with things, right?
Dealing with the dispersal. You know,
if what you're saying is true, then these e-cigarettes are very, very popular now. So therefore, people that have some sort of communicable disease, like common cold or something like that, should be able to spread it very easily using these e-cigarettes.
Well,
and
right.
We certainly haven't heard about an epidemic.
Filter. You could give a mask with the HEPA filter to the people that don't want to breathe that in.
Frank, I think that there's some value to what you've said. I think that likely what you're saying is to some extent true, but we also have to consider that we need science to tell us this. And
correct.
Because, in fact, nicotine's a poison. It may very well kill off many of the viruses or bacteria. So it could be that this this vaporized air could actually be better for you than the air breathed out of someone else's lungs. You'd also have to look at the air breathed out of sick people lungs versus the air breathed out of normal people's lungs. Should we then outlaw sick people going outside? I think that that's a value. Also, if a person chose to use one of these vaporizers and then blow it into, say, a hanky or something like that, and then let the vapor, you know, be filtered through the hanky, have they done a certain? Have at that point would they then be allowed to, by law? And that's what we're concerned here. We're not concerned about a bar owner choosing whether or not to let people who look like they're smoking vaporize in his bar. We're talking about the law. Would the law then think it's okay? And I suspect here in San Francisco, in this case, it would not.
Thanks, Frank, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I've also seen some of these liquid bases that actually have vitamins in them.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So you get healthier by using this, maybe. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And Mark, you touched on a point that I don't think we really focused on at all in this conversation, and that is that Frank also touched on this, that in some bars it would be allowed. He was referring to the government allowing it in some bars. But it should be allowed by whichever bar owner would like to allow it. A bar owner should be able to decide, and a restaurant owner and a business owner and whoever, apartment building owners, whatever we're talking about here, private property owners should be able to set these restrictions for themselves. So if I, as a bar owner, decide that I want to allow vaporizers in my bar, but not cigarettes in my bar, then I should be able to make that choice. If I want to allow both of them in my bar, I should be able to make that choice. And if I want to ban them both from my bar, I should be able to do that as well, and then allow the marketplace of people who want to go to bars to decide as to whether or not I've made a good choice to send their business to me, or to tell me, hey, I'm not coming to your bar because you won't let me smoke cigarettes inside there. And I might say to them, well, that's fine. I've got enough business from the people that want to vaporize nicotine. That's fine. You can go find some other dive bar to go to.
Right. And this is how the sort of – people worry that the societal norms wouldn't be passed on in a more libertarian world. But, in fact, they would be, because people would be able to make decisions and make decisions based on what they know the rules of the bar to be. If the bar didn't allow vaporizing, I don't vaporize or smoke, but I may say, you know what, that person is just too much of a stick in the mud. I'm not going there.
I have vaporized a lot of cannabis, and I have to say that I truly prefer the vaporization method. It is much tastier. It feels healthier. You don't feel as run down afterwards as you do if you smoke a lot. That's right. Absolutely the case. More coming up here. Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.